Hour number two. D. Christie, Jay Johnson, Christopher Lott, and...
France won, Chris, just in case you didn't know.
Oh, he Chris, you weren't watching the World Cup?
Just
you didn't
case.
See France won?
Just in case.
I saw.
You did?
Well, I was just making sure that you were aware of that.
Bonjour.
Oui.
Oui, oui.
Je m'appelle.
That's all I got for you.
Je m'appelle Pogba.
I don't even know what the hell you just said. I know Pogba.
Hey, hello, my name is Pogba.
No doubt about it. This is we just had at 3:30. They had Jabari Davis, NBA reporter, got into a lot of different topics. Actually, I was just talking to Jay off air, and we were talking about the fact that you look at the Toronto Raptors, and you're hearing Kawhi Leonard might go to the Toronto Raptors, and I was saying to Jay that. That move reminds me of Dallas getting rid of Steve Nash. I thought that that was just – they could have probably reeled off a couple championships prior to the one that they won against LeBron in Miami if they would have kept their team together. Why do I say that? I say that because Shaq leaves Los Angeles. Kobe's figuring it out for a couple years. We go from sugar to poop. Right away, because we just blow the whole thing up.
Right.
And that we were their nemesis. LA met up against San Antonio. We met up with Dallas. And that was an opportunity to do that. So when you look at the Toronto Raptors, I probably would have kept my coach and I would have kept my team together because LeBron James now is out west. And that was their absolute nemesis. They win a record 57 games. I think it was 57 or 59 games this year. Eastern Conference champions. A lot of different just positive things going on for the Toronto Raptors that you hear taking Kawhi, bringing him, DeRozan out, all the different things. Now they have a different voice, but the same voice. We had Kyle Lowry on up at Tahoe, and he was saying, and this kind of, I didn't say it to him, Jay, but I'll say it to you. He said, I don't really know what coach is going to do. And I'm thinking, you just starting point guard. He ain't hollered at your boy yet.
Yeah,
he ain't. I mean, you and DeRozan are the first two people I'm calling. Hey, man. Matter of fact, you know what? Where are you guys at? I'm gonna fly out and we're gonna sit down and we're gonna have a conversation and rap. That just leads me to believe they're pretty much gonna probably run the same style. So you just got rid of one guy. You just wanted a different voice. You wanted to change. You wanted to look like you changed something. And in my opinion, that's a bad move. I saw it with the Mavericks.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I don't know where Toronto. You know, I don't know where they're able to get better at all. But at the same time,
experience.
Well, that's true.
And that's what Kyle said. I mean, a year later, think about it. Pascal Siakam got better. Portal got better. Valanciunas was better. They changed their style, shot more three-pointers. You got Fred VanVleet coming off the bench. I thought I was thinking, okay, they finally got it. It's just you ran into your nemesis, and he was kryptonite underwear on like he had the Lakers shorts on today. You like them Lakers shorts, man?
Nah,
me neither.
Nah, I'm good on anything Lakers, I'm good.
No, I mean, it could say Kings on them. I just, the whole advertising on the crotch joint.
I feel the style.
Even on the chest, on the back, you know, I could have a little. Remember back in the day they had Sean John around? That's not my thing, man.
You're not trying to pronounce what you got on?
Every once in a while, you know, I could have a little something. But, man, I was just like, word?
Yeah. You know, at this point, man, with patches, with names, you know, we live in a society in the era now where, you know, you want to showcase what you have on. You know, gone are the days of you had a Gucci belt on or you had a Prada belt on and we didn't really know what it was.
It was
black. Maybe you seen the buckle. Now it's got to have green, yellow, blue, red, stars, clovers, you know, I mean, neon lights. I mean, that's just what time
every
it is
piece
now.
Of the joint.
Everything, man. Uh-huh. You know, how many times you see a cat, you know, and again, no shade, man. You have Gucci, you got Gucci, brother. Yeah, YSL, you got YSL.
Right.
Hey, you do you, bro.
Yes.
No, or ma'am. You do what you have to do. But the fact of when I got to see you with the visor to match the shoes, with the shoestrings in the joints that match all yellow, and then at the same time, you got the shirt that, you know, that dropped down to say YSL.
So check this out, Jay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm good. It's all good. I see you working.
Yes.
Believe that.
At 5:30, we're going to have my boy Bobby Jackson on. and this is the conversation I used to get in with Bobby, because you see how I'm dressed, right?
Yeah.
I got some shorts on. I got a little something.
Is the Nike tee?
No. This is the King's polo. So,
yeah, but the question is that Taylor?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Okay.
Shouts out to Doug's Taylor, man. That boy make more money off just regular polo.
It's a lady. Her name is Marina.
Shouts out to Miss Marina.
Marina's large.
I see. Yes. She living off you.
Absolutely. Well, no, she's thick up in there, man. But I used to get on Bobby because Bobby used to always be like, D, man, you come in here, you ain't never matching. Whoa. And he was represented by Ann1 at the time. And Ann1 had the purple and white shoes with the purple and white. And I said, you over there with that Granimal outfit on.
The Zubaz, baby.
No, it just that necessarily ain't my thing. But I'm with different strokes, my friend, for
absolutely.
Different folks.
That's why they make it 2 to 3, 4 different styles.
No doubt.
If not more.
Yes. 339-1140, 800-920-1140, Jiffy Lube, text 944-1140 as well. We got some callers. And you know what, Jay? Pull up the text line for me.
Yeah, I got the text line for you.
Oh, you got some?
Yeah, I got some for you. Let's shoot over to Kenny real quick. Kenny, what you got, brother?
Kenny!
Hey, this is Kenny from Elk Grove calling. How y'all doing?
Oh, fantastic. What's happening, man?
Hey, DC and Jay, I just got to say this, man. I heard you guys all earlier talking about the Le'Veon Bell situation, and I just got to say, you know what? As a fan, I see what y'all are saying, but sometimes I like to think outside the box as like an owner or somebody in the organization managing the salary cap. And yes, everybody loves Le'Veon Bell. He's the best back in the league, paid a man, but I tell you, DC, man, boy, if you was in the Steelers front office or Jay was, and y'all was managing that salary cap, you'd be thinking differently. And also, Doug and Jay, I want to say this. I think of it as, okay, you got some kids at the table, man, and, you know, you got a salary cap. We're going to think like that. And, okay, the first kid out of the 10,000 that you have in salary cap, you give the first kid 5,000. Okay, wow. So, man, I got 5,000 left to divide between the rest of the kids I have.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I think like that as far as the salary cap. So, yeah, a fan says pay the man. But, Jay, I'm telling you, if you was in the Steelers organization and you was managing the salary cap, I would like to see what you would say then.
Well, you know what? We're going to see, because let's just say that Le'Veon Bell holds out for 6 games and the same thing happened. I can't think of his name right now with the Dallas Cowboys. He held out 2 games. Emmitt Smith held out 2 games.
Sure.
Didn't go real well for the Dallas Cowboys, and they paid that man his money. So
right.
if that is the case, because think about this also, Le'Veon Bell isn't just a running back. He is a receiver.
As you said, he is the best running back in the league.
He adds so much to that team that – You could be right, because a lot of teams say, you know what, we can go find a running back in the draft, you did a dime a dozen. Okay, well, holler at me after 6 games. Let's see how you're working.
Yeah, man, Kenny, look, I agree. The salary cap this year is $177.2 million for the 2018 season. You mean to tell me out of 100, and if you gave Le'Veon $15 million, which is what he's seeking, has been rumored to have been seeking for the last couple of years, you can't pay another 52 players out of 100 and $62 million?
Well, I will say this, Jay. I'm also looking down the road of other contracts come up, like Juju Smith-Schuster.
I agree, but you just picked him last year.
So he got a couple more years. I understand that down the road, but I'm just thinking, as your salary cap manager, you're looking down the road. And I'm thinking like this, too. Let's go back to something you guys know very well. Okay, DeMarcus Cousins situation. Okay, DeMarcus, yes, his contract was coming up. Yes, the organization could have paid them, but sometimes I think it's different from the Emmitt Smith situation. They won Super Bowls with Emmitt. We haven't won nothing with Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah,
I look at it like that,
true.
Too. Remember a lot of Kings fans were saying, oh, man, they're not going to go to playoffs or do this and that with DeMarcus gone. Well, we didn't make the playoffs with him. So, and I think like that as far as Le'Veon Bell, guys. So I'm going to get off the air. But
Appreciate you, Kenny.
More of your opinions, guys, but that's what I think. I'm just thinking of outside the box. I'm the person in the Steelers front office managing the salary cap.
I agree, and I'll say this, Kenny, on the way out. Big Ben is making $17 million this year, which by quarterback standards is not a lot of money.
Right.
But if we stay in the same mind frame as what he said about looking down the road, mm-hmm. that $17 million is going to come off the books, and it looks like you've picked your quarterback of the future this past year.
Yeah.
And so now at this point, you're going to be able to play with that, you know, that salary cap a little bit. But I'm just saying, if you can't pay another 52 players out of $162 million, then maybe you shouldn't be there. It's time to play nine at Sierra Pines Golf Course. Learn more at timbercreekgc.com. And I'm not saying being a general manager is easy at all.
Jay, you know what this is?
Not at all.
You know what that is?
What's that?
That's Kenny squeezing that penny.
Like, hi, he's
frugal. That boy frugal.
We'll be right back. Tell him, CV. Hey, CV, give me something, man. Let me hear it. I was hoping that you was going to say, nah, you don't got that in your game?
Got to pay for that.
Whoa! The champ.
I like
the champ. Hey, man, you talking to the champ right there. Except for in the World Cup. That'd be me.
I feel you. Matter of
fact. Pogba, baby. Pogba.
Matter of fact, I was going to talk about it later, man, but we could talk about the
double P.
He said, you got to pay him. The sport that's taking the world by storm.
Oh, Lord.
It's a new sport.
Okay.
Y'all know what it is? Chris?
Nope.
Jay?
Come
on. You got it.
New sport taking, I don't know, man. Oh, esports. How about that?
That's nah. What
I mean. All right.
One more guess. You got it?
What's taking over?
Cornhole. Because when he said you got to pay me, dude won four grand last night. Did you see him flipping it? He was flipping it.
I had to tune in, man.
Cornhole. Taking
where was that at?
Listen, the championships were on ESPN last night,
they had
man.
Cornhole championships on ESPN.
Listen, they had a telestrator. They had a telestrator for cornhole.
And what were they telestrating?
Well, you know, he's got to throw the bag right over here because then he could drag the bag in with him. And commentator, they had post-game interview. What do you say? Hit clutch air mails. 4,000 in prize money. Listen, man.
Nah.
I don't. What, dude.
Cornhole?
Cornhole.
On ESPN.
On ESPN, man. Dude, the championships. Man.
Look.
Johnsonville ACL Cornhole Championship, so ESPN.
Johnsonville, like the cats who make the sausages and brats or something?
That's what I'm thinking, man.
Oh,
somebody,
come on, bro.
Hey, I'm just telling you, man.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Oh, my God.
Anybody can play cornhole. Real talk.
No, listen.
Real talk. Johnsonville, yeah, that's the same cats, man. The flame grill sausage, the Italian joints, the original brats. They got the recipes.
Where's Grant Napier when we need him? Do you know he's right now someplace. This is blasphemy. I can't believe you guys are talking. It's not. Hey.
Dion, man, help us out, Dion.
Dion, what you got?
Hey, Doug. Jay, what's up, man?
What's happening?
What's up with it, brother?
Hey, Doug. Hey, I've been waiting a long time, man, to talk bad to you, man.
Well, talk about it then.
Hey, Belgium beat your South American team, brother.
Come on, man. Really?
Hey, look, check this out, Dion. Don't none of that matter. Because my Paul Pogba, won the cup.
Hey, man, look at it this way. D, we all lost except for France, baby. Yeah. Belgian chocolate down all the thongs in Belgium. I mean, in Brazil. And, man, come on,
Carnival.
Man.
Okay. All right. Hey, Doug. Hey, man. You know what? I'm going to talk bad about the Raptors, man. The Raptors just don't have what it takes, man. They're too soft. They're two best players. Salt is baby boo-boo, man.
Doctor's cotton. Hey, Doctor's cotton, man.
Look.
Right. So the Raptors, man, I think they'll never win until they get tougher, man. They don't have what it takes. They get scared in the moment. They just shrink. I don't know why.
Listen, I can't argue with you, but what I will say is That was the old Raptors until this year. I would totally agree with you. But what they did is they changed their style. So the stylistic approach changed. And, man, oh, man, they had a lot of success with that. Now, the ability to garner some experience, I think, for Pascal, for Porto, for all these guys, I think was big. If I was them, I would have gave it one more go, and then I'd have went with the narrative you just said.
All right, Doug. Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks, Jay.
Appreciate you.
From Dion to Doug. Doug, what you got, big man?
Gentlemen, how you doing?
Great, man. You got a good name, man. tell moms and pops, solid work.
Thank you. I'm a little older than you, so I got it before you.
It's all good.
Oh, so now you got to tell your people's thanks.
she knew I told her.
Okay.
I have a question. I have a Kings question.
Okay.
So there's a common thread between three players that were probably teammates of yours. One was Bobby Jackson.
Yes.
Jimmy Jackson.
Okay.
And John Berry. What was the common thread in all three of those? They could all what?
Shoot the basketball?
Thank you. So let's go to Rodney Hood, where you guys were just talking about a guy who starts and is getting $20 million for averaging 50 in a game, and Rodney Hood came off the bench. You try to build your bench, and are you going to have to overpay? At the Sacramento Kings always have to overpay. And I think that what's happening is that we have the appearance that we're always the guys that are late to the party, and all the other guys got there early, got the good-looking girls. So we got nothing going on. We show up late, and we don't have an opportunity to go in and go after the big names. We make a little splash, and someone says, oh, Sacramento, but we don't actually do anything. We can't get them in trade. It's very hard for us to get them in trade, and we seem to be only get them through the draft. But if you make a splash, you've got to go in and make it real. And that's what I think. I'm not sure what you guys think.
You got it. Appreciate you, Doug. We were going to talk about this, but since Doug brought it up, we can get into it. I don't know that the Kings necessarily – I gave Jay the analogy earlier, and Damon and those guys before they left, of going to the grocery store hungry. When you go to the grocery store hungry, you're going to buy a whole bunch of stuff that you don't need. Do the Kings have some needs? Yes, they do. But do you just sign people and spend money? I like the Zach LaVine, to Doug's point. I wouldn't mind having the kid from
Rodney Hood.
I wouldn't mind having him. I mean, he's been a starter. He's shown that he can produce 16 points a game. I wouldn't mind having him. Yes, you are going to have to overpay. Understand this. We are still at the point where you're not going to necessarily get free agents to come. You can try. You can do your thing. But you also, Jay, and this is the part that I think people have to understand, is you're going to have to see what you got at the same time. Justin Jackson, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because Justin he shows me a whole bunch, and then he teases me, and then he disappears with it. But does he have the ability? Yeah, we saw him, nothing in the first game here at the California Classic, then 23, 25, 26, 24, right. 25. Those are the numbers that you would like to see from the small forward position. Is Scal going to be able to play a stretch four? Is Harry – and who's going to step up and make that happen? Yeah, you could go out and get it, and you could pay for it, and you could overpay for it, or you could kind of see what it is that you got. Because once you see what you got, then you know what it is that you have to go out there and get. I agree. You need a small forward. You probably need a stretch four. But do you already have that on your team? And we'll get deeper into that just shortly here.
It's time to play nine at Sierra Pines Golf Course. Learn more at TimberCreekGC.com. Look, I'll save mine for the next after break.
Okay.
Exactly. And we had a couple of text listeners, do you see all-star potential in Justin Jackson? So we can touch that on the other side of the break.
Absolutely. Come right back and holler at us. DC, Doug Christie, Jay Johnson, Christopher Lott, Grant Napier Show. Holler back. That's right. This is the Grant Napier Show. Don't turn it down. Come on back. That's right. Grant Napier Show. Me, DC, Doug Christie, Jay Johnson. Filling in for Grant. He is out, I'm sure,
having
some fun. That's right. And Christopher Lott, that is the man that is on the
wheels. Hey, Chris, just in case you did not hear, Chris, Paul Pogba and France won the World Cup.
It's the only trophy he walked away with.
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
Whoa. The
would
only
rather,
one that counted.
Rather wear the Premier League championship or the whole world's championship?
Premier League.
Oh, come on. You know what? Wash your mouth
like
out
a
with
real
soap.
Champ.
Come on. Are you serious right now, Chris?
Way better competition.
in the Premier League.
Come on.
Than the greatest athletes on earth to compete against each other.
I mean, you are an absolute legend in your country. Do you know he'll never have to buy anything again?
Ever.
I don't even think he has to buy a car. He could walk into Ferrari. They'd say, go on ahead, man.
Get the Doug Christie treatment in Sacramento.
Not so much, okay. But they treat me good. They treat me good.
You mean tell me you still got to buy a car?
Hey, I got to buy groceries, son.
You mean tell me?
We go to the restaurant.
Whole
you know,
Foods, a slide, you know, alfalfa sprouts on
the
under.
Nah, my girl hooked me up with the shakes, though.
Okay.
Yeah, she hooked me up. Yes, yeah. No doubt. Dougie likes the old shake at Whole Foods, you know.
Okay. I love, you know, Whole Foods, by the way.
You know, they usually get rid of the extra.
Yes, sir.
Can you throw that in the other cup for a player?
Boy.
I'm just saying,
hey,
man.
Real quick, I know this is off the cuff, but Whole Foods, you go to Whole Foods a lot.
Yep.
I don't, because they don't really have one in the city I live in,
right.
Fairfield.
Yep.
But why is Whole Foods so damn expensive? I mean, I love the hot bar.
They call it Whole Check.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, Whole Foods is like, you could get a, and you know what? This even speaks more to even grow. And I think I've said this before on air here. You can go get a whole pantry full of snacks
mm-hmm.
for like $40. But if you go get food that's good for you,
right.
Organic food.
Yeah.
It's going to cost you like $240.
Okay.
For that
here it comes.
And I get it. I know why.
Why?
Because I guess, quote unquote, it's easier to process those foods now because we make them in abundance.
Right. No, yeah. I was just going to say quality. You know, you go buy, we were talking about clothes earlier.
Yeah, but okay, listen. If you're spraying some pesticide on this piece of lettuce and you're not on that piece of lettuce,
okay,
I understand. I get it.
Right.
But what's more work? Spraying something on the...
No, because spraying something takes away from tending to it.
Ah, good point. That's very good. That's a good point.
You're going to have to, when you don't have man-made on it,
yeah,
you got to put man on it.
Yeah, man hours.
There you go. Yeah. So, you know, and some people say, shut the heck up. Some organic, whatever.
All organic means is it's grown from the fruits of the earth and we haven't messed with it. Just with our ancestors and our people and our lineage before.
Did you just quote Friday? Yeah. He put it here for me.
He put it here for me.
And you.
Living off the earth, man.
Come on, man.
No, real talk. Real talk. So getting back to it, man, I love Whole Foods, just, you know, to quantify the conversation. They're very expensive, man. I don't have that Doug Christie money. I can't walk in and get three heads of lettuce and some taco shells.
You know what? I had read that
some turkey
that they were getting purchased
like $190 right there.
And when they got purchased, that some of the prices were going
to
come down.
I
still haven't experienced that.
I'm about to say whoever
you stopped me from going. I'm just saying.
Honestly. Every time I go into Whole Foods, it costs at least $50.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
what the hell are you buying,
dude?
Man?
Do you go to the hot bar? You see everything that's in front of you, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, I need that. I want to sample that. Give me that tamale right there. I want that. That tamale is like $19.50.
Nah.
What?
They do it by weight.
I know. $19.50.
So you know what? Don't get the big box.
So get the sampler.
Get the smaller
box. The sampler
box.
Board.
There you go. It's your portions.
Man,
that's it.
Look, I don't know, portions or no portions. They scale is a little off over there.
I'm not saying that they, you know, they don't beat you over the head, but it comes out on the other end a lot better.
Do you see all-star potential in Justin Jackson?
All-star? No, I don't see that. I think Justin has the ability to be a quality contributor, but if it's only going to be, and this is this when I talk about Justin, this is what comes to mind, Jay, is if it's only going to be that you're going to contribute when you're on the offensive end, and that's all I'm going to get from you, that's not going to cut it. Not with that size, that athleticism, that range, you got the ability to do much more. You got the ability to be a quality two-way player.
Yeah.
Now, that takes your stock and everything up, because think about this. I always, when I'm talking to players and different stuff, we talk about the ability to track down and chase the basketball. And this is like some guys, if you deny them the basketball, Jay, they'll stop. They won't chase it no more.
It's over.
Dude like Kobe, he's going to chase that damn thing wherever it goes. And that means it's harder amount of work. And sometimes when I see Justin, he'll be on the other side, meaning that he's not going to work for it the way that he needs to work for it. And I'm talking both ends, because with that type of talent, I'm seeing tip back dunks, I'm seeing putbacks, I'm seeing hands in the passing lane. Yeah. I'm seeing he has so much that he can give to the game, but it seems right now, and this is part of being a young player.
For sure.
I say young, and he went to school for 3 years.
3 years, yeah.
Right. But you're still a rookie and you're still learning, or a second year player now, is the ability to contribute on multiple levels. It also adds an ability for the coach to be able to keep you on the floor, because the more you bring to the game, the more options you have to get minutes.
Yeah. You know, one of the things, and we spoke about this, I'm going to let the listeners in a little bit as far as behind the scenes, as we were sitting in Vegas, and I think it was like game number two for the Kings at this point. And Justin had a beautiful game. I think he had 25.
Yeah.
Seemed like he hit every three-pointer that he threw up.
Yep.
And one of the things I asked you was kind of similar to what this listener did. Do you see Justin Jackson, not so much as all-star, but is he our starting small forward? And I remember you saying he has a shot. Mm-hmm. He has a shot.
Right.
And so I'll say this. For me, if you have a, you know, I don't want to take the easy road out and say, look, in the NBA, everybody in the NBA has talent, because I'm not that believer. I've seen some, and we all know guys on the streets, they just didn't have it some kind of way in the
mentally,
school. They couldn't
focus,
figure it out. Family.
Can't be on,
you know,
time. It's,
yeah,
a lot of things.
Different.
Yeah.
But when it came to on the court,
yeah, they could do it.
They'll do wonders.
Right.
I see him as a 6'7" guy, sixth man. And he's not a spark guy, so I don't want to say a sixth man off the bench, but I see him as a guy who can play 15 to 20 solid minutes, floating him from the two and the three. I'm not sure I see greatness. And I say that to say this. You told me you have to go get it.
Yes.
You have to want to go get it.
No doubt.
I don't see that yet from him.
Right.
And again, just as you said, he's young, but even the way I see him on outside, even you know, off the court, he's a great dude, great guy.
Absolutely.
Every single time
met
him, he's fantastic.
Yes.
You know, I think he's going to be in the NBA for 15 years,
yeah.
But I'm not sure if he, like you always say it, Kobe, the thing that separated Kobe from great guys that you played is Kobe. You would get right in Kobe's face, and you look him right in his eye, and he'd look right back at you.
Yep.
And then you've told me, look, player B has all the talents Kobe has. I look him right in the face, and he'll turn his face straight to the left.
Absolutely.
Which means you have him mentally.
Yeah.
You have him beat. You're better than him. And even though he may put up 20 points, he's not going to be the greatest. And that's what I don't see the it factor with Justin.
And that's okay, because
that's fine.
The it factor is your point guard.
That's
the
right.
The it factor is Bagley and hopefully Giles
that's
and some,
right.
some other.
That's right.
So when I look at Justin, what I was saying to you is this is his opportunity. This is a big opportunity
to
for
show
him.
That he's that guy.
All of the things
that's
that you
right.
just – so. Look, there really isn't another guy on the team with your size and length and all these different things at that position, because 6'8"-ish, long, wiry, athletic, those are all the things that if I'm closing my eyes and I'm saying, I'm wishing, I open them up, I'm hoping that that's what's standing in front of me for my small forward.
Yeah.
6'11 would be great, but it's only one KD. The point is, this is an opportunity. I've had that opportunity before. I seized that opportunity. Then when I was young with the Lakers, I pissed it away. I didn't take it the same way. I go to New York, learn a lot, and then I get that opportunity in Toronto. I'm like, I'm grabbing it by the neck and squeezing it.
Yeah.
And then finally I get here, and now you reap all the benefits of all the lessons learned.
Full circle.
You hopefully that he doesn't have to go someplace else to learn, though, because you see it. He has some ability. He has the ability to contribute in more ways than one. And if he does that, it obviously helps the Kings immensely, because now you can move Bogey around. Mm-hmm. You can move Buddy around. You got him. I don't know who, if somebody off of the summer league team, or if they go get a Rodney Hood or somebody like that comes along. When I went from New York to Toronto, Jay, when I was in New York, Hubert Davis was in New York.
Ah, Hubert.
And I go to Toronto, Hubert Davis comes as a free agent. And I can remember, I think I talked to Damon Stoudemire when we had him on about this. And me and Damon drove up together to training camp in the car, and we were talking about competition.
Sure.
And I was like, yeah, they brought in Uwe Davis. And Damon looked at me, and he goes, man, you kind of lucky. And I was thinking, huh? And he goes, man, I wish I had some competition. And, you know, it's just me.
Yeah, I'm the man.
See, but that's a different mentality. He's like, I want it. I want somebody to square up, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I went, okay. And I tried to rip Uber's head off.
Yeah.
This time, baby.
That's right.
So when you get that opportunity, man, you have to seize it. And I'm hoping that Justin does for the Kings.
44-1140 on the text line, 339-1140 on the phone. Yeah, I'll take it one step further. Or excuse me, no, I'll ask this question and I'll take it one notch down. Is Justin Jackson the Kings' starting small forward right now?
Right now, he is.
Yeah.
Let me take that back. Because do you put him out because he's prototypical, or do you put your best guys out there? And if you put your best guys out there, it may be Buddy, Bogey. and De'Aaron.
You go small.
Yep, that you might go small.
What would you like to see? I mean, if someone
I'm a best player.
Okay,
I'm throw it out there. And the hungriest fish gonna eat the most, and they gonna be at
you
the top.
Love that competition. Hey, I love this, that, DC.
Because we're playing a sport that's
come on.
That's
now.
Where it's at.
I'm
like
with you,
that's why in me, if you don't got that in you, I'm just not your guy.
That's one of the attributes you look for in a player.
Absolutely.
And I agree with you, man. I always say it. If the Lord would have blessed me to be 6'2", 6'3", I'd have made it. Because
got you.
You know, and again, eras define different things that
no doubt.
People look for and all that stuff. But playing baseball, it was a power league when I came through. And if you didn't have power, then second baseman's hit 30 home runs.
40-40 club.
Yeah, Brett Boone, So those are the guys when I was coming through, those are the guys that played. But when you 6'8" and you have all the attributes, and that's the one thing. I just want to see Justin show me that he's like, you know what, I'm ready to take the next step. I'm ready to be that guy. I'm ready to contribute as a starter. And I'm not saying he hasn't because, going back to the summer league, if there was a summer league, and I'm not exactly sure if they do this, but if there is a summer league all team, he's on it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, no doubt.
I mean, guaranteed. And that's not saying everything.
Yeah.
But that is saying something.
So I'll give you this one. I'll give you an example. If it's me, I'm bringing in another point guard. And the reason I'm going to bring in another point guard, because I want you to eat him up. Because I want you to show me that you want it like that.
Wow.
Because I wanted to see a little more out of Frank in the summer league. I thought that, because I really – I'm a Frank fan.
Yeah, you are. Big
but at the same time, I'm real. I'm looking at you, and I'm still seeing some of the things. So, here's another dude. Eat him up.
Yeah.
Kill him.
Yeah.
Let's go. And,
Attack.
Okay, we're good there. Because I need to know that if De'Aaron goes down, I can depend on you and I don't have to use
manipulate
beat Bogey to death.
Sure.
Meaning that, can you figure out, Frank, how to run the team the same way? And we didn't see that in summer league. As soon as De'Aaron went down, we were scoring like
dropped
50 or 60
yeah.
points. That's not good.
For sure.
I need to know that you can figure out how to play the same way without being him. Meaning that De'Aaron uses speed. He gets it. He got the ball. He's up the court, right?
Yep.
You don't have to be as fast as him to make the same things happen.
No, you don't have
you
to
can
operate.
Advance the ball.
That's right.
You can orchestrate and tell those guys, I need you to get out and run a little bit faster for me and get out and create some space so I can hit you in the open court. So essentially the same thing has happened. It's happening in a different way. And right now, he's still got something to prove. And having something to prove is not a bad thing, man. Because that's what you want is people with chips on their shoulders. It's like, look, that's what happened when I came here, when Bobby came here, when Scott came here, when Outkasts, what you going to do? We about to try to eat, and that's what you want to see.
Let me ask you another question, because this is someone on the Kings roster that I think many people forget.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been one of the guys, I'm always out the box guy,
uh-huh.
and I get Sacramento, my hometown, born and raised. I get it. We're clamoring. We're looking for a winner. I may be a little more patient than most, and I don't argue people who's not patient. I get it. That's what make people different. So I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But the Kings aren't winning anything next year.
Right.
The way we look at it right now.
Right. You hope to get like the 8th seed.
Absolutely. Yep. You're looking for progression at this point, right? Okay. Iman Shumpert. Why are we not talking about Iman Shumpert can start, and he's going to give this team something that they desperately need, which is defense.
Definitely in practice.
He's athletic. Yeah. I was just going to say, the one thing that Iman Shumpert is that Justin Jackson's not, and many other players on the Kings at for this point, is aggressive.
Yes.
He's in your face.
No doubt.
He doesn't care.
No doubt.
He's going to elbow you.
Yeah.
He may sock you if you need to point, you know, in practice.
Uh-huh.
I'm going straight at Justin Jackson.
Yep.
He feels he belongs.
Right.
He's played with winners. He's won a championship, albeit on the back of LeBron James and Kyrie Irving.
Yep.
But he's been there.
Right.
He's seen it. He's done it.
Right.
You mean to tell me we just went out last year and brought in 2 to 3 different veterans to – show these young guys how to play. Well, you have one sitting in your back pocket.
Yeah, that's an easy answer. The answer is he going to be healthy?
Yeah, by all accounts. Yeah.
If he's going to be healthy, to a certain extent, he can be a contributor. We also, we got Garrett Temple.
I am too.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
So from that standpoint, we're going to all those guys are a little bit smaller. So when I'm talking about Justin, I'm talking prototypical. I'm like a fan, bro. Come on, baby.
Yeah.
Come on. You can do it. That's more of my mindset. Yeah, you're right. We got some guys. We got a couple of dogs. We got a defensive player. We got some. Is he going to be healthy is the only question that I have. If he's healthy, okay. GT, he's going to be solid on the defensive end. Some nights he gets hot, he's going to knock down his shots. But you know defensively he's going to give you everything he has. And he's a great locker room dude. So both of those guys really helped the locker room in big ways. One is just solid in the other locker room. The other one on practice, because just being around, I've seen him a couple of times, he gets after it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
From that standpoint, some guys are going to improve.
If it's not Justin and if it's not Iman, then you say – you go with your best player. Is it the three-headed monster? Is it the Bogey, Buddy, De'Aaron? I mean, do you go that route if we don't see anything that changes here with the Kings?
I mean, we've also had people on who said Marvin Bagley can ultimately play three.
Yeah, I don't see it yet.
I don't see it yet. Yeah. I agree with you. But can you make people adapt to you? I don't know. But
the Warriors have.
I think I definitely.
The whole league is adopted to what the Warriors have.
Absolutely. You're not going to beat the Warriors doing what the Warriors do. Let's make that clear.
Yeah,
it ain't happening.
Yeah.
The only team that had a shot was Houston.
Yeah.
And they fell.
Yeah.
It ain't happening.
I'm with
so you got to. And that's what Isaiah said when we had Isaiah, the Hall of Famer, Isaiah Thomas on. He was like, look, you got to change the game. You got to play differently. One thing that we have that other people don't have, we got to. Testarossa in the backcourt. Light him up. Get out and run with him. You know, so there's you got to, and that's where I say signing just to sign. To me, and I hear people, I want this, I want that. It don't make a lot of sense because we listen to all the questions that we just had.
Yeah.
And those questions need to be solved. I'm sorry for, as a Kings fan myself, that we in that position. You didn't blow it up. You'd have kept the same culture. We'd have been plug and play. We'd be farther along, and people wouldn't have stole our style. But, hey, where we at, son?
Hey, look, man. Well, hopefully, you know, they can build on, and that's what they're doing. Let's get to a couple of calls. Let's get to Eric. Eric, what you got, big man?
Oh, hey. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yes, sir.
Hey, before I forget, I heard part of the first hour, but, you know, congratulations to Sacramento resident Cameron Champ on his first professional golf victory.
Got the W. That's right,
man. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I know Doug. You know him for a while, and he's a ping guy too. That's a ping driver.
Yeah.
You guys love so much.
There you go.
So they must be doing something right, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And it sounds different when he hits the ball. Just in case you didn't know.
Right, yeah, it's a I don't know if explosion is the right word.
No, that's a quality word right there.
Yeah, no, it's an explosion, but. On the golf front, I did want to call about the Edgewood. I know you guys were up there a little bit last week, and you guys got to give Grant some hell because, yeah, he has been way overboard on Tony Romo, how he'll never win Tahoe. He's a choker. He's always been a choker. When I'm not a Tony Romo fan per se, or even definitely not a Cowboys fan, but he statistically is one of the most clutch quarterbacks in the history of the NFL. When you look at his fourth quarter stats and his comebacks, he's actually one of the most clutch guys. And to get runner-up 3 times in Tahoe, yeah, that's not, you know, great, but that's pretty awesome. He only played like 5 times.
Well,
and now he comes through in the win.
Yeah.
Grant has been saying on the radio for years, though, guys, he's been saying – Tony Romo will never win Tahoe. Mark my words, he'll never win. Guess what?
No, you're absolutely right. Yeah. Tony was my original pick.
Was
so,
DC's pick?
Yeah. So we're gonna. So don't worry. Tune in tomorrow.
Let me go, guys.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Tony Romo. I don't know if you know this. Tony Romo won the tournament using Tiger Woods' old putter.
Yep.
Not the model. It actually says Tiger Woods on the putter.
Oh, so Tiger actually used this putter?
Yes, it's Tiger Woods' putter.
So my question is, how did he get it?
Because Tiger's no longer a Nike guy. It's a Nike putter. He doesn't use Nike anymore. Now he does TaylorMade putter and Titleist Scotty Cameron. It's an old Nike putter he used to use years ago. Romo put it in the bag. He won with Tiger's putter, and guess what? He won just like Tiger used to do with that putter.
Word up. I feel you, man.
Appreciate it, Eric. Yes. Good call, man.
Hey, give Grant some hell, man.
Oh, it's coming. Tune in tomorrow, baby.
That. It's coming, man. Let's get to Bill. Bill, what you got, big man?
Oh, yeah. Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Shoot it.
Are you still there?
Yes, sir. We're here.
Doug, so I always considered you one of the most important parts of the great Sacramento teams. Because of your defense, but also because of your just court vision.
Mm-hmm.
But back to defense, though, what do you think the most important characteristics are to be a great defensive player in the NBA?
First is just willingness, man. Yeah, and short, just like a good shooter or a scorer, you got to have short memory because you're about to get hit. So you might as well forget about that one and on to the next play. But more than anything, it's the motor and the willingness to compete at a high level. These guys are they're so good. They're going to score. But can you, if you're embarrassed or you can't do it. You got to forget about it and go on to the next play and have the willingness to just compete at a really high level consistently.
Yeah, I've always thought that too. I thought so. Tenacity, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
And what about the other component though? Just great conditioning in order to be able to keep up and keep that intensity going.
So I've always said this, and I've thought that. Look, basketball is a physical game. So the first, because you got a bunch of variables, the first variable that you got to take out is conditioning. I can't even talk to you about conditioning. If you ain't in condition, you need to go. Yeah. Golf, for instance, you know what I'm saying? Play cornhole, you know, where you can walk around. Not that golfers aren't in condition, but they ain't running is my point. So that is that you gotta do that. And then you take into consideration studying. Do you look at the little things? Do you know all the tendencies and different things like that? And then can you compute it? Have you studied the playbook? You should know every single play. You should know every single opponent, their strengths, their weaknesses, all those different things, because it has to come so fast. If you're trying to figure it out on the fly, you're going to barbecue goat. Appreciate your call, big man. Grand Napier Show with me, DC, Doug Christie. Barbecue duck.
Duck breast.
That's right. Holla back.